There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Crickets, your Friday, May 5th edition, and I hope everybody is ready for the weekend and had a pretty good Thursday night. It was an ugly slate as expected, but it seems like it went better than expected. I threw one dart out there. If I didn't play Freeman and Kemp in that dart, it would have done extremely well, but it still cashed pretty nicely, surprisingly, thanks to Andrees and Aranda, like we talked about. Those two were the top pitchers on the slate, and they got it done. Mix and match around it. That Seattle stack was outstanding. It was low-owned because everybody was focused on Baltimore and Boston. So we move on to Friday, where it is loaded. We have a 15-game all-day, 2-game early, and a 13-game late. Two-game early is you got the Yankees at Chicago against the Cubs and the Giants at Cincinnati. Giants at Cincinnati starts 20 minutes before the main slate, so currently it has to go on the early slate. Yeah, I hate DraftKings sometimes. I really do, because we could have had Bronson Arroyo and Matt Cain in Cincinnati. But looking at the forecast, the weather might be disgusting there. They might not even play, so we'll see if we get to hate him as much as I want to. But you have Pineda versus Hendricks. Pineda's been pitching really well. Hendricks, not so much. Yankees bats definitely in play there. Cubs are always in play. Pineda, he's all or nothing. So far, it's been a little more all than nothing. Both are priced at 10K or higher. So buyer beware there. San Francisco at Cincinnati, like I said, Kane, Arroyo, just get your bats, lock and load them. I wouldn't play a two-game slate, period, ever. So I'd stay away from it. But if you're playing all day, there you go. To the evening, we have some rain chances. Milwaukee at Pittsburgh, it looks like 75% or more chances of rain in Pittsburgh during game time. So keep your eye on that one. Miami and the Mets, 50% chance or more during game time. All of this can easily change as the night goes on. I'm just reporting what I read on the internet. I have no clue how to become a meteorologist, so I'm just passing on the info. Lots of wind blowing in and out tonight, and there are some other places with some scattered showers that might delay a start or stuff like that. So keep an eye on it. Got about 4 or 5 places where things are going to get interesting weather-wise. Now, when we go to the pitching, I'm just going to preface this right now. There are 4 pitchers at $10,000 or more, and then you drop down, and you drop down, and you drop down. So, again, on a night like tonight, you have Coors in play. So, for one, the higher-priced arms will be lower-owned. But you can, and if you want, there's a couple low-priced guys you can match them with and roll the dice. Now, we know how we felt about high-priced arms. They have to go for the nuts. So, I'm going to give them to you. And 2 of them I don't mind at all. 1 of them I love. 1 of them I will probably use. But I'll give you a couple of them, and then we'll go to the lower guys and roll from there. We're going to kick it off with Yu Darvish. She's the highest price at $11,200. Darvish is bringing a 3.03 ERA, 1.06 whip into Seattle. two earned runs or less in three or four starts. He has had that one weird start in Oakland where he was dealing, and then like in the sixth inning, it was like a different pitcher showed up. Someone took his body over. It was like Travolta in that movie with Face Swap or whatever the hell that was called. I just totally blanked on that one. But they just changed bodies or trading places even with Eddie Murphy. Totally different pitcher. Outside of that, he's been lights out. Eight strikeouts or more in three or four starts. Outside of that bad Oakland start, it's three good starts. He has gotten you basically 30 fantasy points or more. That's what you're looking for in a price tag like this. He's going against Seattle. This is where it gets interesting. Seattle is actually swinging the bats good. We stacked them last night. We like them a ton. They strike out 21.4% of the time against right-handed pitching. Darvish is striking out 30.5% of the batters he's facing. That is outstanding. That's why we like him. There's a lot of good strikeout arms tonight. Darvish definitely meets that bill. The Mariners' bats are getting better and better against right-handed pitching. You know, you have Cano, Cruz hits everybody. You have Seager's heating up, finally. Gamble's batting second. He was huge last night. He's hitting well from the left side of the plate. Segura's raking. So there's bats there. But Darvish is striking out a lot of guys. It's not a bad play. I do like it. 11-2 is not what we're, wanting to spend, especially on a Coors slate. You can make him work, trust me, for a Coors lineup. But if you're not going Coors, if you're fading Coors, I like paying for some pitching, actually, because no one else is going to. So Darvish at 11,200, definitely in play tonight against Seattle. The one I like a ton is Dallas Keuchel, 10-4 in Anaheim. A better park for him leaving Houston, even though he has been so dominant at home. His two starts at home, 7 2/3, one earned, 7 innings, one earned. But heck, on the road, in Cleveland, 9 innings, two earned. At Oakland, 7 innings, one earned. He's been just fine no matter where he goes. 7Ks or more in three of four starts. He's getting you 26, almost 27 DraftKings points or more in every start. So many are saying the hiccup's coming. Possibly. He's got better than a 2-1 ground ball to fly ball in every start. There's just not much not to like about the way Keuchel's pitching right now. It does look like a blow-up is due. But he's going against an Angels offense that just isn't very good. The downside is they strike out 18% of the time. But Miranda struck him out 5 times last night. And there's definitely holes to be exploited, I should say. We've seen teams get to the Angels and strike them out. So don't just use it as a factor. But when the pitcher's as good as a guy like Keuchel, you don't worry about it as much. At $10,400 in Anaheim, that park shift alone's huge. That lineup, he's got to navigate the likes of Trout and Pujols, maybe Calhoun, who's hot and cold. I love Keuchel tonight at $10,400. I think he's a very, very solid play if you're paying up for pitching. I'll mention Danny Salazar at $10,000 at Kansas City, going up against a very bad Royals offense. Salazar striking out 28.6% of batters he faces. Royals striking out about 20% of the time. They're below average in WOBA and batting average against right-handed pitching. There's bad offense, period. He's going to be in a very nice ballpark in Kansas City. His problem's always been the walks. He's walking almost 11% of the batters he faces. If he has stuff under control, he's lights out. He's worth $10,000. Problem is he doesn't, and his pitch counts go up, and he doesn't make it deep into games, and he only gets you around 20 to 21 points. When he's on, he gets you 30 points at a heartbeat, and that price tag is worth it. When he's off, 10K is not worth it. So the high strikeout potential's there. Makes him an interesting GPP play. That's why I wanted to mention him. He's definitely on the radar. I won't have much of him at all. If I'm going to pay up, I'll pay to Keuchel or Darvish, or I'll pay down to this next guy. But I wanted to bring him up. He is a decent option. Next up, Chris Archer, $9,600 at Toronto. We faded Archer's last two starts. You remember why? He was on the road. Well, Archer's coming back to the friendly confines of spacious, usually half-empty Tropicana Field. His last two starts, he actually pitched really well in Toronto, 7 1/3, 4 hits, 1 earned, but he only had 5 Ks, got you 21 points. Doesn't really get the 10-5 price tag. But his one start at home this year, 5 innings, or he's got more than one start, but his last start at home, 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned, 9 Ks. The 9 Ks still got you 16 points. But against Toronto earlier in the year, 7 2/3, 2 earned, 10 Ks, 24.5 DraftKings points. That's what we're going for. He's pitched very well against Toronto in both his starts this year. Toronto's offense, though it has been heating up a tad, I won't argue that. They're still striking out 22% of the time. Archer striking out 26.6% of the batters he's facing. Toronto way below league average in WOBA and batting average and right-handed pitching. They did most of their damage in New York where they were hot, where people saw how good they were, was against left-handed pitching, not so much against right-handed. So people are going to see the hot bats they had in the Bronx, and they're going to say, oh, no, we're going to fade. Well, Chris Archer looks really good tonight. We've seen Chris Archer blow up. We get it. But he's a decent favorite at minus 142 at the moment, which helps as well. But I like him. $9,600 at home. He loves pitching at home. In that same game, a guy that no one's going to use, and I like him a lot. We've been using him ever since that first blow up, Francisco Lariano. He's 8,200 in Tampa Bay. Lariano's last start against Tampa Bay, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 4 walks, 6 Ks for 20.5 points. His problem's walks. His last two starts, he's walked 4 guys. But since that Tampa Bay disaster, which we've mentioned many times because for some reason they didn't give him his catcher. Well, he's had his catcher every start since then. He's given up 2 earned runs or less in every start, in all 4 of them. And 6 Ks or more in 3 of the 4. As long as he's not walking, guys, he's just fine. So 3 of those 4 starts, he's gotten you 20.5 points or more. Lariano has been very, very good. And people will avoid him like the plague because he's back in Tampa Bay, the scene of the crime. Tampa Bay, sure, they can hit lefties very well. We've noted that. Their offense has been very, very good overall, period. We don't deny that one bit. But they strike out a ton. And that's what we're looking for in DraftKings. I have to reiterate that just to remind the new viewers. But Lariano, 23.1% K rate. The problem is that 12% walk rate is scary. But Tampa Bay striking out almost 27% of the time against left-handed pitching. That is bad. That's like league worst. So, you know, Lariano's always that guy that makes you sweat every time you watch him pitch because he's just, like I said, walks a couple guys or he does this or does that. He's got you on the ropes all the time. But the K upside, it's there and no one's going to use him. Very good GPP play in Lariano. Next up, cash GPP option, Michael Fulmer, 8K entering Oakland, pitcher friendly Oco Coliseum. Fulmer, 3 earned runs or less in 4 straight starts. Actually, in all 5 starts this year, if you want to get technical, 3.19 ERA. He's pitching pretty well overall. His last start out, he got beat up a little bit by the White Sox. He just didn't strike anybody out. Only 3 Ks prior to that, 5 or more Ks in every start. And it's the walks. He had 3 walks, his most walks in any game this year. Gives up at least one homer every game. So you got to expect that. Be ready for that. But ground ball to fly ball, pretty decent ratio there. Against the Oakland A's, who they swing the bat okay. They had a good day in Minnesota on Thursday. All in all, nothing to be too scared about. Fulmer, 20.5% strikeout rate to the A's, almost 25% versus right-handed pitching. The number keeps going up. So that's something definitely to target. They have an average to barely above average team WOBA. Or actually, they have a below average team WOBA against right-handed pitching. My bad. It's below average and a very bad batting average as a team against right-handed pitching. So Michael Fulmer at 8K could be a very sneaky value play, actually, because for his potential, 8K is low. He was almost a Cy Young Award winner and Rookie of the Year last year. We know what Fulmer can do. He just hasn't completely found it yet this year. 8K, very nice price for Mike Fulmer. Now it gets a little hairy. Lance Lynn, $7,800 in hitter-friendly Atlanta. That's a scary one, I'll be honest. I just want to bring up how Lance Lynn has 1 earned run or less in 3 straight starts, and that was at home against Cincy, in Milwaukee, at home against Pittsburgh. Not murderer's row. 5 Ks or more in every start. 21 or more DraftKings points in all 3 of those starts. It's a bit scary. Sure, he's striking out almost 21% of the batters he faces. Atlanta striking out about 20% of the time, but Atlanta smokes left-handed pitching. I mean, right-handed pitching. Left-handed bats smoke Lance Lynn, and we've seen that ballpark in Atlanta. So you pick your poison is what it comes down to. GPP play, Lance Lynn is on the board. I will definitely throw it out there. He has continued to pitch really well in every start. On a night like tonight, you might not need to use him, but I wanted to bring him up as an option because these middle-priced arms are what you're going to need if you want to, you know, get the big boys in your lineup. Another one that's really interesting, one Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox. He's going up in Minnesota against Philip Hughes. He's $7,600, and Eddie's figured it out, at least it seems. His last two starts against the Cubs, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 9 strikeouts. At Baltimore, 6 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 7 strikeouts. Walks are always an issue. He had 5 walks in that game. In his start against Pittsburgh, he had 4 walks. But he still has 19 or more DraftKings points in all 3 starts this year. And for $7,600, that's pretty tasty. Big strikeout upside with E-Rod. He's striking out almost 24% of the batteries he faces. The problem still is he's almost a 10% walk rate, like we mentioned, so he's got to keep that in check. But he got Minnesota below average against left-handed pitching, surprisingly. Everyone targets that. And, you know, I still love Sano, Dozier. They're always on my radar at all times. But against left-handed pitching, Minnesota is they are 20%. I just lost them. Where the hell did I go? Oh, okay. 19% K rate, a below 3 WOBA, and a below .230 team batting average, which is very bad. So really, if you look at it, they're not good at all against left-handed pitching. So Eduardo Rodriguez can be a very sneaky play at 76, and it all comes down to walks. If he's not walking, guys, we've seen how filthy he can be, and he could definitely be in play tonight. I'd keep an eye on E-Rod. I would not mind having a good exposure to Rodriguez. Another guy in this price range that definitely on the radar tonight, Mike Fultonevich of the Atlanta Braves at home against the Cardinals. I know it's, you know, the new SunTrust ballpark. It's scary, but Fulty has been outstanding. 2 earned runs or less in every start this year, all 5 starts. His last few has been outstanding. The ground balls to walk rate's been great. Home runs are down. Against Milwaukee, his last time out, 6 Ks. He had 9 Ks at Philadelphia. So his last 2 starts on the road in hitter-friendly venues as well. He pitched very well, 7 innings, 2 earned, 3 Ks against the Nats. Back-to-back 21-plus point starts. I really like it because St. Louis lost Piscotty. He's not traveling to Atlanta. Fowler is waiting for MRI results, likely not to play tonight. So there's 2 of their biggest bats out of the lineup. Fulte gets crushed by lefties, so you still have Carpenter to deal with. They might put Matt Adams in there. You got Wong. A couple options there. But he's striking out 21.2% of the batters he faces. Cardinals 20.6% of the time. Very interesting play with Fultonevich. A lot of people avoid him at all costs. Definitely on the radar tonight. Andrew Triggs, $6,700 at home against the Tigers. Now we're getting into the guys to help you get Coors in play. Triggs, off to a great start this year. 1.84 ERA, 0.92 whip. Last start out, 9 Ks against the Astros, so it's 7 shutout innings. Prior to that, got beat up by Seattle a bit, but then prior to that, 6 shutout against the Rangers, 6 shutout at the Royals, and 5 2/3 shutout against the Angels. He's pitched outstanding this year. Outstanding stuff. Not the biggest strikeout arm in the world, so at 9 Ks against Houston, kind of an outlier so far. Don't get completely wrapped up in that. But overall, because he doesn't go deep in the games, he's still striking out 21.6% of the batters he faces. Beautiful thing is he's only walking 5.3%. Tigers strike out 21.7% of the time. We know how dangerous that Tigers offense can be. In Oco, that helps a ton. It's a very dicey play. Team total-wise, Tigers are only at 372, which is one of the lowest on the board. Lowest on the board. So someone's seeing something out there that likes Triggs a bit. So it's an interesting play at 6,700. I'd say GPP only, but that'll help you get some of the bigger bats in your lineup. And then 2 punts. I just want to mention them very briefly. These are total only if you want to stack Coors plays. I wouldn't play them pretty much anywhere else. Nick Pivetta for the Phillies against Washington. Pivetta's making his second career start, one of their top prospects. He pitched against the Dodgers his last time out. He's a big strikeout arm in the minors. He's like just this year in AAA, he's 11.37 K per nine, less than a walk per nine. They BABIPed him to death in LA this year in his first start, but he still had 9 K per nine, less than 2 walks per nine. Not a bad arm, very lively arm, hard thrower. He's a, where did I see that? There he is. Big fastball, 94.3 miles an hour on average, decent slider, curveball combo, and a changeup. So get out there, hopefully gets you 5 innings, gets you, you know, 5-6 strikeouts if you can. He's going to give up some contact. We know that. The Nationals' bats are scary as scary can be. You look at the Dodgers, 52.9% hard contact in that one game. I know these are small sample sizes, but that's all we have to go off of right now. So he's definitely worth a shot in the dark, I'd say. He's more of a fly ball pitcher than ground ball, so that's a little scary. But he's a punt. This is what you get with punts. So Pivetta is one. And then Rafael Montero, 4,500 versus the Marlins. I like it a lot because the Marlins, just they're not that good. Their offense is not that good. Montero's been a high prospect. Just hasn't figured out at the pro level. He's had many chances. Well, not many, but he's had a few chances here and there. But this year, he's tearing it up at AAA. Almost a 14 K per nine. A 2.61 walk per nine and below one home run per nine in AAA, which is amazing in the PCL. He's pitching in Vegas where the ball flies. BABIP's extremely low, so you have to watch out for that. But the FIP and XFIPs still portray that he's pitching great in AAA, the best he's ever pitched in AAA. So maybe he's finally figuring it out. We'll find out. Might find out the hard way. But he's had a couple spot outings already this year. They weren't great. Still striking out over 8 per 9. The walks are his issue. In his brief stint, 6 2/3 this year, he's still averaging 10.8 walks per 9. But ground ball rate of almost 52%, which we love. His ERA is 9.45, but his FIP and XFIP are way, way lower than that. So they expect that to drop, obviously. So they like what they see there. Marlins' offense is not that good. Remember that. K rate of 14.5%, small sample size. In the minors, is 41%. Past years with the Mets, 21.5% and 28.3%. So he can strike guys out at the big league level over 20% of the time. We like that a lot. Lot to like. He's a hard thrower. Fastball in the low to mid-90s. Good slider change combo. Marlins, you know, if you look outside of Stanton and Ozuna, sometimes Yelich, they really haven't offered you a whole lot to be worried about when it comes to right-handed pitching. Around a 3 wOBA, which is horrible, and like a 250E batting average. So Montero at 4,500, complete punt play. That's all he is. And you roll your dice from there. So Pivetta and Montero can be punts if you're looking that way. So there you go. Lots of pitching options. I'd say Darvish at 11-2 versus Seattle is very good. Keuchel at 10-4 at LA, I love. He's my top option on the board. You could go Salazar at 10,000 at Kansas City, but just buyer beware. Really, really like Archer at 96 versus Toronto. Liriano at 82 at Tampa Bay is very much in play. Fulmer, 8K at Oakland is a very good look. Gets a little dicier now, but Lynn at Atlanta at 78. Erod, 76 at Minnesota is very, very intriguing. Very intriguing. Fulton Evans, 74 against a beat-up Cardinals team, very much in play. Triggs, 67 versus Detroit is in play. Pivetta, 7,200 against the Nats. I mean, 4,700, sorry. 4,700 against the Nats. And Montero, 4,500 against Miami as two punting options. I'd probably go Montero over Pivetta, but that's just my 2 cents matchup-wise because the Marlins just can't hit. But let's go over to the bats where they are locked and loaded on your 13 games of action. At the catcher's position, we'll kick it off with Matt Wieters, 3,600 versus Pivetta. If Chris Herman's playing in Colorado, catcher outfield eligible at 3,600. That's an actual Coors value if he's playing. Alex Avila against Triggs, first base catcher eligible. Avila's up to 3,400 now. Our value has disappeared tonight on Avila. Yeah, Yasmani Grandal is a phenomenal play. He's been ice cold, but he's still a good target against right-handed pitching. We know what he can do. He's against Chacin tonight at 3,400. Stephen Vogt versus Fulmer at 32. Brian McCann versus Chavez at 32. Both are decent plays. You could look at Jason Castro. He's against the lefty Rodriguez at 28, but he's still a nice cheap punt option. Giovanni Soto of the White Sox. White Sox facing the lefty and Miley. Soto against the lefty. Soto, $2,800 is a very nice cheap catching option there. James McCann for the Tigers against Triggs at 2,700. Derek Norris against lefties, Liriano, 2,700. Norris hasn't been that good, but he's definitely an option if you're looking that way. Jet Bandy, 2,600. You got Pena as well for the Brew Crew if you want to look that direction. Other than that, that's pretty much your catching options tonight. Pretty limited, as always. A couple value, couple up top. Let's go to first base. Goldschmidt and Coors is 5,500. If Harper was over 6K, Goldie should be over 6K. Come on now. But Goldie at 5,500. Freddie Freeman, 4,900 against Lance Lynn is really much. He's in play every night. Abreu's price tag has gone through the roof. He's hit Miley extremely well in his career. Hits lefties really well. He's all the way up to $4,800, and that really sucks because you want to stack White Sox so bad, but $4,800, my God. Might as well pay $100 more for Freeman or something. But if you're stacking, you're stacking. Stay to the course. Eric Thames, 47 versus Cool. Cool just can't pitch. He's bad against lefties. Not cool. Not cool at all. Ryan Zimmerman against Pivetta, 4,700. Hanram, first base outfield eligible against Philip Hughes. Flyball pitcher Hughes, $4,600. Miggy Cabrera, 4,500 against Triggs. Edwin Encarnacion just can't get off the schneid. Just struggling. He's $4,400. He has taken Hamels deep three times in his career, though. Mark Reynolds, a cheap Coors price at 4,300 against Greinke. Greinke sucks against the Rockies. Just sucks. Will Myers, 4,300 against Maeda. Maeda's garbage. That price tag on DraftKings was great. I know it's the Padres, so it might be his one good start this year, but there's no way in hell I'm paying almost 10K for Maeda. Carlos Santana, 4,200 against Hamels. Jay Bruce continues to rake. First base outfield eligible. That price tag keeps continuing to rake up, too, though. He's up to $4,200 against Tom Kohler. Tom Kohler is a mess. Can't get lefties out. Jay Bruce, $4,200. Definitely a part of your Mets action. Crush Davis against Miguel Gonzalez, $4,100. Matt Carpenter, I said lefties against Fulte, $3,900. I'd still pay up and get one of the other bats before Carpenter, but he is in play if you want to save some money and go that direction. Pujols against the lefty Keuchel at 38. Mitchie Two Bags, Mitch Moreland, 3,500 against Hughes. You go Mike Napoli versus Gallardo at 35, but Knapp's just inconsistent can be right now. Kendrys Morales, 3,300 versus Archer. If you're not using Archer and you want a weird option at first base, Morales, $3,300, 13 for 22 lifetime with four doubles and two home runs. Not bad. You got, that went too fast. You got, I want to bring up the fact that Luis Valbuena is facing his former team this weekend. He's off the DL a week or two ago. He hasn't really got it going yet, but just want to bring that up. He's $3,200 facing his old ball club. Josh Bell for the Pirates against Nelson at 3,100. You got Gurriel for the Astros against Chavez at 3,100. Wilmer Flores, we usually target him against left-handed pitching, but he's hit Kohler well in the past. He's 3,100. Will be extremely low on. He's first base, third base eligible. Not saying he's a must play by any means, but if you want to deviate from the norm, keep him on your radar. Justin Bour, 3K against Montero. Nice cheap option if you want to target the potential mess in Montero. Lefties do hit Montero better than righties, and you'll get a lot of that Mets bullpen most likely. So $3,000 for Bour, not the worst play in the world. Yonder Alonso, 2,900 versus Fulmer. Alonso off to a great, great start to the season. Ricky Weeks Jr. versus the lefty. Liriano at 26 is in play. And that'll do it. Logan Morrison is down to $2,500 because a lefty's on the mound. So keep that in mind. Lomo against the lefty Liriano is at $2,500. Wow. Dropping down, huh? Second base, Daniel Murphy, $4,800 against Nick Pivetta. Murphy's in play no matter who's pitching. LeMahieu and Coors at $47. Altuve, the little mighty mouse against Chavez, $46. I will not pay $4,500 for Brandon Drury. I don't care if it's Coors Field. Brian Dozier, $4,400 against Erod. We know Dozier against lefties. Johnny Villar against Cool. Johnny Villar from the left side, $4,300. Basically, if Milwaukee has Villar, Thames, and Shaw in the lineup, it's worth a look because Braun's been out lately. That's about all you got to worry about there. Jose Ramirez, second base, third base eligible for Cleveland at $4,100. Pedroia, $4,100 against Hughes. He had his first home run last night. And in his career, 16 for 41 with three doubles and five home runs off Phil Hughes. Pedroia is never owned. I'm not saying run out to own him now, but history proves itself. Should be in for a good night in Minnesota. D. Gordon, 4K against Montero. Robbie Cano, 4K against Darvish. Saladino, $3,900 against Miley, targeting the lefty. Rugi Odor, $3,900 against Gallardo. Odor went yard the other night, or yesterday. Sorry, yesterday. Jericho, $3,800, second base, third base eligible. Neil Walker, $3,600, had a good day on Wednesday. Kohler versus the lefty. Josh Harrison, $3,500 against Nelson. Cesar Hernandez, $3,400 against Strasburg. Pretty good history against Strasburg in his career, so don't just sleep on him. Young Hervis Solarte, $3,300. Nice value play against the gas can Maeda. Jed Lowry, $2,800 versus Fulmer is a nice value play. And Colton Wong is only $2,700. Wow. I'm hoping for one with the injuries, they readjust the lineup because Colton Wong has been on fire. I'd like to see him towards the top of that lineup. Lefties hit faulty well. Wong's $2,700. That is just way too cheap. DraftKings is asleep at the wheel if they move him up the lineup. That's some extreme value if he's not batting at the bottom. But keep an eye on that. Definitely keep an eye on that. Heading over to third base, Arenado, Greinke, Coors, $5,400. Jake Lamb and Coors against Marquez, $5,100. I'd probably pay that over Arenado, just to be honest. I love Arenado. He's one of the best players in baseball. But Lamb versus Arrieta and Coors for $300 cheaper, I'll take the price cut. Manny Machado, $4,900 against Miguel Gonzalez. Machado is pissed off and on fire. Thank you very much last night, Machado. You helped me a ton. Todd Frazier was pulled early from the start yesterday, or very late, right before game time from the start yesterday. Keep an eye on him. He's day-to-day, but he's $4,600 against Miley. Miguel Sano, $4,200 against Erod. Rendon versus Pivetta is $41. Longo versus a lefty. Liriano is $4K. He's taken Liriano deep twice. Jose Reyes is actually swinging a good stick. He's $3,900 versus Kohler. Justin Turner versus Righty Chacin's $38. Mentioned Jericho already. Yeah, Kyle Seager at $3,700. Travis Shaw, like I said, $3,600 against Cool is in play. Castellanos versus Trigg at $36. Castellanos, that's not bad. Mike Moustakas at $35. If Frazier's not playing, Matt Davidson at $35. We love Davidson versus lefties. He had a big game on Thursday filling in for Frazier. Keep an eye on that. Joey Gallo, $3,500 against Gallardo. Gallo went deep again on Thursday. Hernan Perez, third base outfield eligible at $3,400. He keeps hitting really, really well, so don't sleep on him. Ryan Schimpf is heating up. He's from the left side of the plate against Maeda. Schimpf, $3,400 if you want to get weird with the Padres tonight. Marwin Gonzalez is as white hot can be. Third base outfield eligible against Jesse Chavez, $3,300. I had him all over the place yesterday on the early slate at $3K. He's too cheap the way he's hitting right now. A slump is coming, but for now, you ride that wave until that slump comes. $3,300. Holy shit, what just happened? We have Eduardo Escobar is actually swinging it pretty good for the Twins lately. He's shortstop, third base eligible. $2,700 facing the lefty. That is in play as well. You have if Greg Garcia is starting at third base or shortstop, eligible at $2,500. He's in play. He is a left-handed bat, would be facing Fulte. something to keep an eye on there, just based on all the injuries. And usually when Garcia plays, he plays towards the top of the order. I've snuck him in a couple of times this year. It's boom or bust with him, but complete value play. If you want, like, you can use him to help you stack more bats from Coors, basically. You throw him in at, like, shortstop, and you say, I'm not going to use, you know, Ahmed or Owens at short or Story at short. Use Owens in the outfield or something. Well, now you have him at short, and he helps you out a ton. Or you could use Jed Lowry or something at second base and do the same thing. Going over to shortstop, you got Trey Turner, 5K versus Pivetta. Trevor Story, 48 versus Greinke. Story versus Greinke. Story hits him very, very well. Carlos Correa, 4,600 versus Chavez. Chris Owings, 4,500 against Marquez. Shortstop outfield eligible. Corey Seager versus Chacin at 4,400 is outstanding. He'll be low-owned thanks to Coors tonight. Love me some Corey Seager. Francisco Lindor, 4,300 versus Hamels. Definitely a good play. Tim Anderson at 4,100 against Miley is a very nice play. Jane Segura continues to rake. 4K against Yu Darvish. Not sure he's going to rake against Yu Darvish, but God, I say it every podcast. Jane Segura is on fire right now. It's unbelievable. Elvis Andrus having a really good start to the year. He's 3,800 versus Gallardo. Sneaky, sneaky right now. Aledmys Diaz down to 3,700 versus Fulte. Asdrubal Cabrera, nice left-handed bat versus Kohler, only $3,600. He's having a really good year, too. Still too cheap every day. We move on to... keep an eye on Pat Valaika of the Rockies at shortstop. If you want to value Coors bat, he's been playing every now and then, and Coors has been kind of productive. He's $3,200. Just keep an eye on that for value if you need it. Freddie Galvis, $3,100 versus Strasburg. Not a bad look. You got Tim Beckham, our boys, back down to 2,900. Double donged on Thursday. He's probably going to be extremely popular. He might lead off again. If he's leading off again at $2,900, that is outstanding. That's our guy. $2,900, Tim Beckham. Get it while it's hot. Yeah, outstanding play. Double donged on the night where none of us pretty much used him because you didn't need to save money on Thursday night. So it's just hilarious. Let's head over to the outfield position, where it gets really fun. You have Bryce Harper, who left early with a groin injury. He's day-to-day, so see if he's in the lineup. He's 5,500. If he's not, well, that makes Pivetta look a little tastier. Still, their offense is insane, but he's 5,500. Mike Trout had the day off yesterday. They just said routine day off. He's 5,300. AJ Pollock and Coors at 52 is solid. Blackman at 51 is solid. Cargo at 5 grand. Cargo is off to a horrific start to the season. He's day-to-day, left with an injury. He has great history against Greinke, but you have to see what you get out of that. Desmond is back, and he's not wasted any time getting going. He is $4,900. You got Mookie Betts, $4,800. Yosmani Tomas and Coors at $4,800. David Peralta, he's day-to-day. If he's playing in Coors at $4,700 is definitely an option. Hanram on fire. I mentioned him at $4,600. Chris Owings, mentioned him. You got Melkman, 4,400 against Miley. Good history against Miley. Giancarlo's 4,400 against Montero. Michael Brantley against Hamels. Lefties just rake Hamels. Brantley at 4,300. Cleveland could be a nice stack tonight. Andrew McCutchen, 4,300 against Jimmy Nelson. Definitely a look there. Jackie Bradley Jr., 4,200 against Hughes. Gregory Polanco, 4,200 against Nelson. Jay Bruce, mentioned him. Matt Kemp, 4,200 against Lynn. Like him a lot. Cruz against Darvish at 41. Justin Upton at 4K against Triggs. Gerardo Parra and Coors against Greinke is only 4,000. Nice cheap piece of that pie. You got Kepler. Benintendi's 3,800 against Hughes. Avisel Garcia versus the lefty Miley is $3,800. You know what to do with Avisel. He's in play tonight. K with the Chris Davis at 3,800 against Fulmer. You got Shinsu Chu at 38 versus Gallardo. Jason Worth against Pivetta, 38. Kiem Broxton's heating up for Milwaukee. He's 3,700 versus Cool. Josh Reddick, 3,700 against Jesse Chavez. Michael Conforto is up to $3,700. So Conforto and Bruce's price tags are arising. Keep an eye on that. Odubel Herrera, 3,700 versus Strasburg. Enciarte, 3,700 versus Lynn, both in play. Seth Smith had a big day on Thursday, leading off for Baltimore against Miguel Gonzalez at 3,600. Marcelo Zuna, 36 versus Montero. You got Cody Bellinger, today's judgment day. Jock Peterson is supposed to get activated today. We don't know. Bellinger's supposed to get down, but there's rumors he might not get sent down. He's 3,600 against Chacin. If he's in the lineup, that's a great price tag. He's finally outfield eligible. He's first base forever. They moved him to the outfield finally. And his price tag has risen quite a bit, $3,600. He is just swinging the stick that's worth swinging. So get him in there. Beltran, Cole Calhoun, 3,500. Carlos Gomez, 3,500 against Gallardo. Hernan Perez, mentioned him. You got Steven Souza Jr. versus Lariano at 3,400. Aaron Altherr is on fire. He's 3,400 versus Strasburg. Grichik, 3,400 versus Fulte. Kevin Kiermaier, 33 versus Lariano. Nomar Mazara, 3,300 versus Gallardo's definitely got some value to it. Upside. C-Dix hitting lefties actually well this year. Yes, he's in the lineup, but he's 3,200 versus Lariano. You got Manny Margot leading off against Maeda at 3,200. Chisenhall is 3,100 versus Hamill. Some good value there against Hamill. Delino DeShields Jr. leading off for the Rangers, only 3,100 versus Gallardo. That's a nice cheap price tag for the production he has been giving you. If you're hoping for home runs, Renfro, 3,100 versus Maeda. That's pretty much all you're getting is home run or nothing. So keep an eye on that. Kevin Pillar is having a great start to the year. He's 2,900 versus Archer if you're fading that direction. Don't completely sleep on Pillar. As we go down to the super-duper value, our boy Tyler Collins, 2,600 versus Triggs is way too cheap. That's a very good value play. Matt Joyce, 2,500 versus Fulmer. Joyce had a good game on Thursday. Both of those are in play. Our two favorite value plays pretty much in the same ballgame. Fulmer and Collins, together they unite. So that'll do it for you. There is your 13-game slate of bats. Let's do a quick review. You got Darvish 11-2 at Seattle, Keuchel 10-4 at the Angels, Salazar 10,000 at Kansas City, Archer 96 versus Toronto. Remember, Salazar is just if you really want to get weird on GPP. Lariano 82 at Tampa, Fulmer 8K at Oakland, Lynn 78 at Atlanta, Erod 76 at Minnesota, Fulte 74 versus St. Louis, Triggs 67 versus Detroit. And if you want to punt to get Coors, Pavetta's 47 at the Nats or against the Nats, Montero 45 versus Miami. Told you Darvish and Keuchel. I love Keuchel the most, but I like Darvish's K upside. Archer I like a ton. Lariano's sneaky, a low own. Fulmer's in a really good spot. Lynn's upside's there, but it's a scary situation. Erod minimize the walks, great look. Fulte solid. St. Louis injured. Triggs has been good, low value there. Stacking Cleveland left-handed bats versus Hamill. We love that, love that, love that. So Santana, Brantley, Ramirez, get the rest of them in play. White Sox versus Miley. We love our White Sox versus the lefty. Abreu's expensive. We got Abreu, then Frazier, Davidson at third, Garcia in the outfield. Then you could go with Melkman or Saldino or Anderson, other options there. Soto's a cheap catching option for the White Sox. There's bats in play there. But Abreu's swinging it well. Get the third baseman in there. Basically the 3-4-5 and then build around that. Arizona versus Marquez and Colorado versus Greinke and Coors. Gets Coors. Boston versus Hughes is definitely in play. I told you Pedroia's history there, but all those Boston bats are slowly getting it going, but it's not super consistent, so I usually don't stack them a ton. Washington versus Pavetta, see if Harper's in play, but you got Murphy, Zimmerman, worth swinging it okay. Some decent options there. Mets versus Kohler, left-handed bats in the Mets. Bruce, Conforto, Asdrubal, Walker, and Reyes have been sneaky good of late, so you can do some nice stacking there with the Mets. Atlanta versus Lynn, you look at left-handed bats there, Freeman and Ciarte. I still like Kemp as a righty. And then Marquez if you want to go really deep, but you know my theory on Atlanta. Milwaukee versus Cool, left-handed bats versus Cool. So you look at VR, Shaw, and Thames pretty much in that one, but I don't mind Hernan Perez or Broxton to be a little off the wall. Dodgers versus Chacin, left-handed bats, Seager, Bellinger, if he's playing, Grandal, Agon's been so bad, it's hard to pay for that. But and then Justin Turner against a righty is always in play. Padres versus Maeda. It won't be very popular, and it's very much a GPP only. It's kind of scary at times, but Maeda's a joke to me. And so give me some, you know, Solarte, Schimpf, Myers combos out there. Margot's not bad. Renfro, keep an eye on them. Definitely like those options there. Some interesting things to target tonight. But fun action. Don't forget, you got two early games. Yankees, Chicago, Giants, Reds. Some rain possibilities. Keep an eye on that. Some good wind to target and for pitching and hitting. But all around, nice slate. Lots of good options. You know, it's hard to always fade Coors. I love fading Coors, but I've always told you, if you fade Coors every day, you'll become a loser. So on nights when there's Coors, if you're only a one-lineup player, I suggest becoming at least a two-lineup player on Coors nights. You play one Coors and one non-Coors. That's just my suggestion. If you're always a multiple-lineup guy, you always have at least one Coors. That's what I've always said from day one. You never completely fade it. You don't have to go all in. If you're a five-lineup guy, you can do one Coors, four others, fine. But you always do something so you don't get completely screwed. But there you go. 13 games, Friday night. Hope everybody has a good one. Cinco de Mayo. Be safe. Have some fun. I live in California where we have – I work in farming. We have Mexican food for days. I'll have a good time tonight. Hope you guys have a good one. Let's make some money. And enjoy your weekend. I'll be back tomorrow. See you guys later.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.